This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morningstar Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra began an exciting series titled Drifting. Let's join him today as he continues.
So the Lord said to me, the reason why marriage and children are so important to me is that it is one of the cardinal ways that the gospel is propagated. One of the cardinal ways. When God designed marriage, he had some ideas in mind. I'll give you three ideas he had in mind. The first one was that he designed marriage so that the word of God will be spread through families. Are you understanding me? Not necessarily even by churches, by families. Why? Because you are more in your family than you are in the church. You spend more time at home than in the house of God. So when God found Abraham, do you know what he said? In Genesis 18 verse 19, he said, I know him that he will command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. God said, one thing that marriage does is that it spreads the word of God from generation to the next generation. He said, he will command his household and his children to keep the way of the Lord. If you were born in a Muslim family, Friday you would have gone to the mosque because you were born there. So the Lord said to me, that is why I am so concerned about drifting. Because marriage itself said I designed it so that the word of God is spread through not only the church, but families. Secondly, number two, he said, I designed marriage so that faith in God is also spread through families. 2 Timothy 1:5. The unfeigned or sincere faith that is in you, Paul was talking to Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that it is in thee also. Paul was tracing three generations of Timothy's family. Timothy himself, his grandmother Lois, and his mother Eunice. The first person to become born again in that house and have faith in God was their grandmother Eunice. And when Eunice became born again in that family, Lois, then after Eunice, then after Timothy. So being born again is spread from one generation to the next. It says, I call to remembrance. My father told me that he was an orphan by seven. But he told me when the Methodist Church came to Ghana, he said one of his uncles, he became a pastor in the Methodist Church. And his name was Jeremiah. And he said to me, that his uncle called Jeremiah. He was a prophet. They used to call him Prophet Jeremiah. And he said to him, it was him that brought Christ into their house. And from there, he moved to his father or something, then his brothers, then he himself, then he became a Christian. So the Lord said to me, the thing, it spreads the word of God. It spreads faith in God. The third thing that it does, families do, is that it spreads the spirit of God. In Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, God asked Israel a question. He said, did not he make one? He was talking about marriage. And he said, did not he, that is God, make one? Who was that one? He's talking about Abraham. Abraham. He was the one that God chose. So he asked, he starts with the question. Did not he make one? Then he said, yet had he the residue of the spirit. The residue means something that is left behind after something is gone. Like you are drinking Milo. When you finish, you hear that maybe some sugar or something has settled at the bottom. That's the residue. The main activity has been done, but something has been left over. Then he asks a question. Wherefore one? Why did he hand over faith to Abraham? Why did God do that? Through a man and his family. He says, because he seeks a godly seed. He said that so that that spirit is translated from the fathers to the children. So you realize that bad spirits, they flow in families. And good spirits too, they flow in families. Oh yeah. Recently somebody wrote to me. He said, in my house, there's no grown up. He said, there's no grown up in my house. The person said to me, we have never seen a grandfather in the house before. He said, my grandmother never saw the grandfather. Neither the grandmother. My mother never saw the grandmother. Neither the mother. I never saw my grandmother, neither the grandfather. He said, I have seen a pattern. He said, my fear is that my children also will not see their grandfather, they won't see their grandmother. He said, I've traced it. It runs through our family. So things like the anointing, the power of God, the grace of God, the wisdom of God, revelation of the Spirit, they can run through families. May it run through your family. May you leave a spiritual legacy. Oh, I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Don't leave just a house. Leave a spiritual legacy. Abraham left Isaac and Jacob a spiritual inheritance. Till today, they are partaking of it. So you are listening to me this morning. Think about leaving also a spiritual inheritance. So the Holy Ghost said to me this Saturday morning, that is why I am so particular about marriages and about drifting. That's why I'm so particular. He said, because the word of God itself is spread through a marital context. That's why I'm so particular. Faith in God is spread through families. Spirits or the seed is also spread through families from one generation to the next. So he said to me, that is why I am so particular about this thing called drifting. You know, in an airplane, there's something called the drift indicator. When the plane is flying, that thing is inside the cockpit. Why? Because as the plane is flying, let's say it is flying from here to London, there are winds in the air. So the plane can say, I'm going here. But what you don't know is that the winds are pushing the plane little by little, as it's going. As it is going, those little pushes, they look insignificant. But by the time it reaches its destination, instead of landing at Heathrow, it may land in the sea. And the thing that took it away are the winds which the pilot cannot see. So every plane has a drift indicator. It shows you how far the wind has taken you away that maybe you don't see. I believe that in our marriages, we must have a drift indicator. I'll give some indicators. I think if you become very critical of your spouse, you are drifting. To me, and by experience, I've seen that it's a drift indicator. How is it that when in a relationship, you didn't see anything bad? Even when he spit, it's, oh, this guy being spitting is nice. You see, because you are close. A man came to see me. He said to me, I'm leaving my wife. I said, why? He said, ah, pastor, even the breast has become very flat. I need some small girl. You see, it's an indicator that the guy is what? Drifting. I feel that one thing you must not do is you mustn't criticize your spouse. Your husband is walking around in the room with his pants. He said, look at his pot belly, fat belly like that, walking around. This is, you are doing what? Drifting. Put your hands together for Jesus. Don't drift. I realize one thing you must control is your thoughts. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's a controlled mind. When such thoughts enter your head, you should entertain it. The more you entertain it, the more you drift. Instead of focusing on the negative, focus on the positive. Finally, brethren, Philippians 4:8 says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, make a conscious effort to think only about these things. Conscious effort. Personally, I always make a conscious effort to think good thoughts about my wife. Conscious. It says, think about these things. When you do it for a while, after some time, it becomes a habit. Naturally, your mind gravitates towards that direction. I think when you become critical, it is a drift indicator that you are drifting. And doesn't take place over a day. It takes place over years. But one day, you come up from the bottom of the sea, whether your boat is gone. A lack of communication. I realized that when you stop chatting, you are what? Drifting. I mean, how come when we're in a relationship, we chat all night, but now it seems we have nothing to chat about? How was your day? Fine. How was the work? Why do I ask you questions like that? Are you detective? Please don't worry me. I think it's a drift indicator. Push your neighbor, say talk. You are sitting by your wife, pinch your wife, say begin to talk. Communication. Do you know that you can stop talking in your marriage? And I realized that you must make a conscious effort not to drift. Otherwise, you will drift. Conscious effort. If you stop communicating, immediately you start drifting. Moving on. Moving on. Moving on. Moving on.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Coming into my heart.
Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of arthritis. So, dear pastor, I was diagnosed with arthritis a year ago. My doctor was surprised because, according to her, I'm too young to have it. Since the diagnosis, I've been in a lot of pain, especially my hip joint. But you prayed for me, and immediately after your prayer, I couldn't feel the pain anymore. I thought it was just wishful thinking, so I waited a whole week just to be sure. Now I can boldly say to the glory of God that I have not had any pain since then. I want to give God all the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank Him for this good values have to be chosen intentionally. Because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075 75215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.